Blog Talk Radio.
Another special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Monday, June 10th, 2013. On today's show, I'll be talking with multi-platinum recording artist, actor, television personality, and the frontman of the popular band 98 Degrees, Nick Lachey. Nick is currently on tour with 98 Degrees, as well as with the New Kids on the Block and Boys to Men. This artist really don't need any introduction. You know, he's sold 10 million albums worldwide. He and his group 98 Degrees, they had charts several top 40 hits. Nick Lachey also went on to star in the one of MTV's most successful reality shows, Newlywed. In 2003, Nick launched an enormous successful solo album career for which he had recorded his second record, What Left of Me. It went number 2 on the Billboard Top 200 album charts. And started this year, he reunited with his Grammy-nominated group, and they're currently on a summer tour, again, with New Kids on the Block and Boys to Men, and he just recently became a new dad to his son Camden, which he also launched a new lullaby album where he teamed up with Fisher Price called A Father's Lullaby. And now Nick is also going to be the host of a new game show on NBC called The Winner Is. There's going to be a sneak peek of that show tonight right after The Voice at 10 p.m. Eastern, but the series premieres on Thursday, July 11th. So we're going to talk with Nick about touring, fatherhood, and this new game show. Nick should be calling in within in the next 25 minutes. So I'm really, really excited. You know, I remember listening to 98 Degrees and New Kids on the Block and Boyz II Men. These were the top boy bands of the 90s, and I'm just so excited, and I just can't wait to talk with him about it. As usual, I'd like to thank everybody that's currently on the phone line. Thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning. I'd like to thank everybody that's in the chat room, King Ham, Hey King, and Mustang Sally. Thank you guys for joining me this early in the morning. Again, Nick Lachey is going to be coming in, calling in around 11 a.m. here on the East Coast, so I can't wait to talk to him about touring, what's it like to reunite with 98 Degrees, as well as this new game show, and being a brand new dad. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and pay some bills, and when we come back, I'm going to play some of the 98 Degrees, some of their classic hits, as well as their new music. So definitely stay tuned.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
If you're in need of a coach to help you manifest your goals and dreams, I'd like to recommend Andy Brown. An author, radio show host, and award-winning producer, Andy Brown is more than capable of taking you from where you are to where you want to be. If you're ready to take your career and your life to the next level of living, why go it alone when Andy Brown is waiting to help you? Contact him today. Go to andybrownspeaks.com. That's andybrownspeaks.com.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you are tuning in to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where today my special guest is multi-platinum recording artist, actor, television personality, Nick Lachey. He's the front man from the multi-platinum group 98 Degrees. They're currently on a U.S. tour across the country, and he's going to be our special guest this morning. Nick is coming by to talk about this new game show that he's hosting for NBC called The Winner Is, and they're going to show a sneak peek of the game show tonight right after The Voice at around 10 p.m. Eastern. The Voice comes on at 8 p.m., so I'm looking forward to talking with Nick and also to talk about, you know, Nick just became a new dad, and it's perfect timing because Father's Day is this weekend, so I'm looking forward to talk to him about fatherhood, about reuniting with the band, and also about this new game show. But in the meantime, Nick is going to be calling in about 20 minutes, so while we're waiting on Nick to call in, I'm going to go ahead and play some of 98 Degrees, some of their classic hits, as well as their new hits from their new album called 2.0. If you just tune in, I just played one of the hits from their new album called Microphone, and again, that's off their brand new LP called 2.0. And if you've been seeing them touring, if you've been to the shows already, you know some of the hits already, and you know the classic hits as well. So just sit back and enjoy while we wait for Nick to call in. And again, I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We got Guest 490, we got King Ham, we got Mustang Sally. Thank you guys for joining me here on this Monday morning. Well, let's get this thing kicked off with a classic from 98 degrees, and it's called the, let's see, yeah, I got my playlist here, The Way You Want Me. Listen.
Won't throw no shade on you. Don't want to put you through those lives you lived before. Cause I can give you more. Baby, shake my hand and try to understand that I'll be here for you just the way you want me to. You're wasting all of your time. You're going out of your mind from all the tears you've been crying. And I know all the things you're putting you through. The cheating no one can prove. You never know what to do. Yeah. I just don't want to feel inside. Don't think it's only my foolish pride. Cause I can see with my eyes the pain that you've been holding tight. It's time you begin to feel the kind of love that's really real. Girl, let me tell you the deal. Oh, no.
About that. We have some technical difficulties. Again, this is 98 degrees in The Way You Want Me.
No shade on you. Don't wanna put you through those lies you lived before.
all I'll be. Everything in this world, all that I'll ever need, is in your eyes, shining at me. When you smile, I can feel all my passion unfolding. Your hand versus mine, and the thousand temptations seduce me, 'cause I do cherish you for the rest of my life. You don't have to think twice. I will love you still from the depths of my soul. It's beyond my control.
Was 98 Degrees, one of their classics, I Do Cherish You, and we started off with The Way You Want Me To. We are 10 minutes to 12 here on the East Coast. We're going to be waiting for Nick to come in, to call in, and we're going to talk with Nick about his touring with 98 Degrees, reuniting with 98 Degrees. We're also going to talk about this new game show that they're going to show a sneak peek tonight on NBC right after The Voice. And we're also going to talk about what's it like being a brand new dad. He and his wife, Vanessa, are the proud parents of a baby boy named Camden, and he's such the cutest little thing. Matter of fact, with the birth of their new son, it also inspired Nick to team up with Fisher-Price to record a new album of lullabies, simply called A Father's Lullaby. So we'll ask Nick about that. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. This is That's Entertainment, third year here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'd like to thank all my new listeners as well as my old listeners, loyal listeners, for tuning in week after week as I bring you the latest from the world of entertainment. Right now we have here 10 minutes to 12. and we're just going to wait for Nick to call in. And in the meantime, I'm going to be playing some classic hits from 98 Degrees as well as some new ones from their brand new album 2.0. Currently, 98 Degrees is touring across the country. They're teaming up with New Kids on the Block and Boyz II Men. They're traveling all across the country, and they're doing this tour, and I'm really excited to really talk with Nick because, you know, I've listened to his records. I've been there from day one when 98 Degrees first came on the scene, and it's really exciting to talk with a multi-platinum artist. So we're just waiting for him to call in, but in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and play some more classic hits from this multi-platinum group, and this one is my all-time favorite. This is it's called The Hardest Thing.
Until you are the close all through the night. And I know deep inside you need me. No one else can make it right. Don't try to hide your secret. I can see it in your eyes. You said the words without speaking. Now I'm gonna make you mine.
Was 98 degrees and Give Me One More Night, Uno Noche, and we started out with one of my favorites, The Hardest Thing. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibbs, where I broadcast live from the NYC, and today my special guest is the multi-platinum artist Nick Lachey. You know him as the front man to the group 98 Degrees. He's my special guest today. He's stopping by to talk about his new game show and also about touring and reuniting with the group and also about fatherhood. Welcome my special guest, the one and only Nick Lachey. Good morning,
Thanks for
Nick.
Having
How
me.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Great. I got to tell you, I am so excited about today's show because I grew up and listened to 98 Degrees from the 90s, and you had so many hits, and it's just an honor to talk to you. And also, it's I want to thank you for taking a break out of your touring schedule because I know you guys are currently on tour with New Kids on the Block and Boyz II Men, so I'd like to say thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great. And speaking of touring, I know that, you know, you are touring across the country. You guys just released a new album, 2.0. And what is it like? What has it been just reuniting with the old guys and touring and going towards different cities? You know, does it remind you of the olden days?
Well, I mean, it is kind of a full circle moment, you know, to be back on the road with those guys and doing shows again. But truly honored to be on a stage with Boyz II Men and New Kids on the Block, two of the most legendary, you know, acts, frankly, ever. So for us to be out on the road with them and a part of this tour is it's a very special summer for us, and we're having a blast.
Great. And I want to say congratulations, you're a brand new dad to a beautiful little baby boy named Camden. He's about 7-8 months old now, right?
Almost 9 months, yeah.
Almost 9 months. You know, as you guys are touring across the country, are you allowed to bring your family along? Is Vanessa and your son with you while you're touring?
Yeah, they're out with me right now, actually, and it's kind of the point in his life where he's changing so fast and so much. You know, I just didn't want to miss anything. So the only way to do it is to bring him on the road. So we're on the bus rolling across the country as a family. It's great.
Wow. Now, speaking of fatherhood, since you're a brand new father, you were inspired to come out with a new album full of lullabies called A Father's Lullaby, which you teamed up with Fisher Price. How did that come about? Did Fisher Price come to you, approach you with the idea, or was it your idea to come to them?
No, it was actually my idea. You know, when you go through, you know, the process of finding out you're pregnant and having a child, you know, there's so many emotions going on. And for me, music has always been the place to express those emotions. So I started looking into lullaby CDs and realized that there weren't really many out there from guys. You know, there were some women who had done lullaby CDs, Jewel being one of the marquee names. And I thought, well, this would be kind of cool way to document this emotional journey and also a great thing to be able to dedicate to my son and share with him forever. So I went to Fisher Price, and they were gracious enough to partner with me on it.
Wow. So how has fatherhood been? Were you excited? You couldn't wait? How are you taking it? Just one day at a time? How has it been for you?
It's it feels like a little bit like a cliche, but it's honestly the most amazing thing that I've ever done in my life. And every day is a new journey, a new experience, a new memory, it's pretty remarkable.
Wow. Now, let's talk about this new game show. It's called The Winner Is. It's on NBC. Tell all the listeners what the show is about.
Yeah, if you can imagine, basically The Voice, combined with Deal or No Deal. That's how I kind of describe The Winner Is. You have a head-to-head singing competition. After the competition, you have 101 voters in the audience who vote in the competition. So you know the score, but you don't know if you've won or lost. And at that point, I offer $10,000 to leave the game. So these people have to decide, all right, did I win the competition? Did I lose? And if I lost, should I take the money and walk away? So you have a real gameplay aspect to it that we haven't seen on a music competition show before. And I think what really separates it as well is we're not offering a record deal. I feel like that whole thing's gotten a little tired, you know. So it's not about a record deal or any of that stuff. These are people from everyday walks of life who love to sing. And the bottom line is they can win $1 million. They're all there to sing for the money. So it's a pretty cool concept and some pretty cool performances and great talent that you'll see on the show as well. It's just a great show.
Now, these are actually real singers. These are not amateurs from what I read. These are real singers, correct?
Well, I mean, these are people from, we have a guy who was a chicken farmer, or I shouldn't say was. He is a chicken farmer in Oklahoma. We have an ER nurse, a school bus monitor. There's a fifth grader, a little girl. There's an R&B group from Ohio, older gentlemen in their 60s. So really every different, kind of demographic and genre and age group is represented on the show. And everything from country to opera to rock to hip-hop to you name it. So there's really something for everybody.
Now, this is your fourth time hosting a game show for NBC. How is this one different from all the other shows that you had? Like, because I know you did the sing-along, I think that was one of the shows. How is this different from The Winner Is?
Well, yeah, the sing-off is one I've hosted for them before, and actually that's coming back in the fall. But, you know, that's all about a cappella music and a cappella groups. I think what makes this show so different is the money. It's a game show, frankly. So while people are singing because they love to sing, you know, again, they're not here for a record deal. They're there because they're trying to win the $1 million. And, I, you know, that kind of a concept I don't think I've seen on television before. So that's what got me so excited to be a part of this particular show.
Wow. For all the listeners who are just tuning in, I'm on the phone with the multi-platinum, multi-talented artist Nick Lachey. Nick is going to be hosting a new game show for NBC called The Winner Is. They're going to show a sneak peek on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, right after The Voice. And it's, the show is going to be premiering on Thursday, July 11th at 9 p.m. Will it be? That's going to be the time slot from now on for that show?
It is, yeah. We have a little sneak peek, we call it, tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern after The Voice. But then it actually goes to its permanent time slot, which is going to be Thursday nights on July 11th. So everyone tune in tonight. Check it out. I know everyone's going to love it. And then obviously a month from now is when it will kind of permanently air.
Wow. Well, Nick, I know you're on a busy touring schedule. What city are you at today, or what city are you heading to?
We're actually in Cleveland today. We had a show last night in Cleveland, and so we actually have a day off today in Cleveland, Ohio, and then we move on to Pittsburgh.
Wow, so you're heading back to the East Coast. I know one of my friends, she had seen you guys in Connecticut over the Memorial Day weekend when you guys were at the Mohican Sun, and she had a blast. So I know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for everybody who have tickets to see the tour, you're in for a real treat. Before I let you go, Nick, can you let people know where are you on social media? Can people follow you on Twitter? Do you have I think 98 Degrees have their own website. Can you let people know what that is? And I'm pretty sure you guys have your touring schedule on the website.
Yeah, if you're, you can go to thepackagetour.com or 98degrees.com to get more information about the tour, and then you can also follow me at Nick S. Lachey on Twitter.
Great. Well, thank you, Nick, for taking a break from your touring schedule to come talk with us here on That's Entertainment. And I want to wish you and Vanessa, especially you, a happy Father's Day, because Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. So much continued success for you, your family, and for 98 Degrees. And thanks again for taking the time out to talk with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the multi-talented, multi-platinum artist Nick Lachey. He's currently touring with 98 Degrees. Make sure you catch and look on the website and follow him on Twitter at Nick S. Lachey, and also check them out on their website to see all their other cities that they're heading. They might be heading to a city near you. And also, don't forget to watch the sneak peek of The Winner Is. It's a brand new game show on NBC that airs tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, right after The Voice. And then the series premiere is going to be on Thursday night, July 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to play some more music from 98 Degrees, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Have 3 minutes left remaining in the show. If you are just tuning in, you just missed me talking with one of the most talented guys, one from the most multi-platinum recording groups, boy groups of all time, 98 Degrees. I was just talking with Nick Lachey. Nick is currently on tour with 98 Degrees, and he's a brand new dad, and he's also currently going to be hosting a new game show for NBC called The Winner Is, and they're going to show a sneak peek of it tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on The Voice. I'm going to close out a show with one of their newest songs from their album 2.0. It's called Girls Night Out. And join me this Wednesday when That's Entertainment, when I bring you the latest in entertainment news and celebrity gossip. And also Wednesday, my special guest is going to be award-winning producer and director Kim Rocco Shill and David Till. They have a viral video on YouTube called Love Is All You Need. It has over 2 million views on YouTube. And it's about teen bullying and teen suicide based on someone's sexuality. In other words, they took a reverse twist on the whole situation. So they will be my special guest on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. But I like this will do it for me today. Thank you for joining me here on this special morning edition of That's Entertainment. And I'm going to close it off with a new song off their album 2.0 called Girls Night Out. Have a great morning, and I'll see you on Wednesday. Take care.
Hold every one of you in my arms. Can't you move?